Well, time now to talk to Damien Carrick about what's on the Law Report. Damien, just before we start what's on the Law Report, on the front page of today's Daily Telegraph, I don't think it's in the Melbourne papers, there's the photos of people who were at that rally on Saturday, about, you know, I don't know, 15 of them, with the police commissioner here urging these men to come forward with any information they may have about who was involved in the violence, so each can be either cleared or held accountable, quotes. It may be someone who lives in your street, in your house. It may even be you. Now, I can't remember seeing this after a demonstration before. I just wondered whether there are any, you know, legal issues potentially involved here.
Geraldine, hi. It's interesting, isn't it? I can't remember anything along those lines, exact lines either. But we do have Crime Stoppers, you know, images, we're looking for this person, we're looking for, you know, please tell us if you know this person. So it's not completely out of the box. But you're right, it does raise some really interesting questions. I mean, the language is interesting. Come and clear yourself, or come and help us and give us other information.
Yes, it may even be you. I just sort of thought it was a most interesting development from this, you know, really awful turn of events on the weekend. Maybe something for future Law Reports for you. So what's on today?
Well, last week the US Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, announced that it'll pay former banker Bradley Birkenfeld a whopping $104 million for blowing the whistle on a giant tax avoidance scam at Swiss Bank, UBS. And this is the biggest payout ever. It's just enormous. I mean, this character was an extraordinary guy. He was a part of the team that hid something like $20 billion. And when he decided to spill the beans, it had enormous ramifications. UBS was fined $780 million. The details of some 5,000 wealthy US citizens were handed over to US authorities, and it led to a whopping $5 billion extra dollars flowing into US coffers. But there's an irony here. Because he was so high up in this structure, he was sent to prison in the USA for 30 months, and he's just been released last month. And so he's a convicted criminal, and last week he's also been called a hero. He's been given $104 billion, the biggest payout ever to a whistleblower in US history.
Yes. Look, all of that around the bank's behaviour, I think, is just such a work in progress, and it's causing, you know, a genuine, well, I think community disquiet is massive about this. So that's all part of the Law Report this morning.
That's right. We're also looking at a fascinating case, another moral conundrum. Last week, the High Court quashed a manslaughter conviction of a woman who sold her prescription methadone to a man who overdosed. It's a really extraordinary case. Back in 2007, a lady called Natalie Burns and her husband were drug dealers, and they received methadone, a heroin substitute, from a health clinic, and they were allowed to take this methadone home where they were meant to drink it. But in fact, what they did was sell the methadone, and a Mr. David Hay came to their home. He bought the drug. He injected the drug, which is much more risky than drinking it. He then became drowsy. Mr. Burns offered to call an ambulance. Apparently, David Hay refused. Natalie Burns asked him to leave the flat, which he did under his own steam, but he was later found dead in a shed. These two were found guilty of supplying the deceased with an illegal drug, and then found guilty of manslaughter. But Mrs. Burns appealed all the way to the High Court, and they've just reached their decision.
Very interesting case. Damien, we're going to go because we have more to do, but that's thanks for indeed for that heads up on the Law Report this afternoon at 5.30, 3.30 in the West.
Thanks, Geraldine.
And it's just after 8:45.